producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Once upon a time, I built the ISIS welcome wagon bag. I had the best intentions at heart, of course. I fell short because what I built, while it was sort of functional, it was sort of messed up too. It didn't have that tactical feng shui, if you will. And then out comes the contact series from G-Code. and they have something called the Traveler's Bag, which is just the most compact, completely designed to work together setup I've ever seen in my life. You need to check them out. Check out the contact series at tacticalholsters.com. Very recently and tragically, a lawyer working in a capacity for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was shot in Brooklyn at a party at 2 a.m. This is a tragic loss. Anytime an American dies at the hands of crime, it is a tragedy. No matter what they believe, no matter what they look like, they're Americans. It's a tragedy for us to lose one. Governor Cuomo could not just sit with that being what it is. He decided to turn it into a political disaster because of the New York gun control law. To believe his rhetoric, the over 350 million firearms in America remained inert and harmless, but this gun in New York went on a rampage that particular moment. The gun did it. Now, what the governor doesn't want, the American publicly educated person to know, is that state laws don't protect us from violence. The police can't protect us from violence. In fact, in New York, the citizens of New York City are unarmed and vulnerable, unless they're a rich campaign contributor or a politician or maybe both, I don't know. Or they're Donald Trump. Then they can have their own, you know, their own security detail or carry concealed. So what's a corrupt politician to do in this case? How do you come out of this and make your own case for things? How do you turn this to your agenda? How do you do something? What do you do? What's the anything you can do before citizens realize that they have to protect themselves? Because we can't have that. And this is why Cuomo blamed the gun. There's some sort of black magic that made the gun do it, some sort of evil gun voodoo that brought the gun to life. And Cuomo came with voodoo as well, political voodoo in the form of more gun control. And he doesn't have a choice. He really doesn't. He has to double down on this. He must jump to the podium and perform the anti-gun voodoo dance for the media so the media can get it out to the public. Before the public begins to get out there and do a little math. See, one of the big problems, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but in any in any living room or family room or whatever you want to call it, whenever you look at these things, you notice there's never room for a chalkboard next to the TV. Because if there was room for a chalkboard, a quick-thinking consumer of television might get out there and say, okay, the governor says this, and it's actually this, and this was the end result. Let's see. This isn't adding up. That's why they don't have chalkboards. Getting out there and letting the American public look at things and suss them out on their own, that's a bad thing. Everything an honest gun owner in New York State is everything they do is regulated, forbidden, restricted, permitted, licensed, and monitored. New York State gets an A rating by the gun control groups. And Cuomo had to shout the gun control voodoo mantra chant before somebody asked why all those gun control laws failed as one of his own got shot in the head. I think he was shot in the head. Didn't matter. He died. Passed away. It was a tragedy. The governor's solution is to get in front of a TV camera and to yell louder. He wants Congress to shut the federal government down until gun control is passed, which I'm all for them shutting down the federal government. And I don't think they should open it back up until gun control is passed either. And quite honestly, I don't think there's a chance in hell that any would be passed. They'll call for it. They certainly are going to call for it. Cuomo is trying to distract us from the obvious. Obama did the same thing after 9 Christians were murdered at an Oregon community college, where Alex Scalartos happened to be a student at some time. And then, has anybody noticed that this other guy that was on that French train that rushed the AK-47 shooter, you know, unarmed, he got stabbed the other day. If I was the third guy involved in that, I'd be looking over my shoulder. I'm sort of wondering about that right now. I'm not normally a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just sitting back saying, huh, what are the odds of this? And then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, the odds aren't good. The president threatened to use his phone and his pen to do some gun control. He didn't say what. And that's the thing. That's the thing. In a state like New York, for example, what more can you do, Governor Cuomo? How much more? You can try to ban them. I know you guys have talked about confiscation. Try that, by all means. First time you kill a New York citizen, I'd be willing to bet that you're going to be hit on all borders. Not by the feds. I'm just telling you like it is. President Obama did not tell anybody that Oregon already has mandatory universal background checks. They just voted for that, for firearms owners. So that means that private gun sales are illegal in Oregon. That did not stop Mercer. The media didn't tell you the murderer in Oregon passed all of his background checks, period. Oregon also has mandatory mental health reporting requirements for firearms purchases. Passed them. They failed to identify the murderer. Oregon goes so far to disarm people with a record of violent crimes, even if those crimes were committed as a juvenile. You didn't hear about that in the news report after the shooting. But wait, there's more. This community college in Oregon required staff and students to keep their legally owned firearms off campus. And that regulation applied to the murderer since he was a student. Officially, the campus was a gun-free zone, and even the lone security guard was disarmed, although there was one concealed carrier who apparently had gotten special permission that they would not let go out and fight. So here's what happened. Gun control advocates got the laws they wanted in Oregon, and 9 people that self-identified as Christians died. That's what happened. This was an abject failure of gun control, and this is why Obama had to jump on the teleprompter. I mean, just jump up and down on it. He had to fill the media vacuum with a meaningless speech where he was talking about himself every 30 seconds, where he threatened to disarm me and you, where he blamed the NRA for the murders, even though the NRA has been begging for armed school guards for the last 3 years since Sandy Hook. He didn't have a choice. They have no choice when they fail. They have to shift the blame somehow or another. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Kydex taken to an insane level. Reimagined and I mean, thought of in ways nobody else thinks of. From their beginning lineup, which really had no name, to the DC-3 collaboration with Travis Haley, the Scorpion line, which sort of changed the complexion of Kydex by making it multi-part and movable. And then the collision of tactical nylon and kydex that is the contact series. They just innovate left, right, and center. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, have you noticed that gun control has become a campaign issue for the presidential race this year? Have you? I mean, it's become a big one. They're asking Sanders about it. They're asking Hillary Clinton. O'Malley, who nobody's asking anything, has volunteered it. And they are coming. They're betting big on gun control, as if they're not reading the polls on gun control, which is interesting. And every time, you know, they politicize everything that they can possibly get their hands on. Shannon Watts actually made an appearance the other day and told ABC News that this coming up in presidential politics is really a sea change in terms of how presidential candidates are talking about this, where they would not have in the past. She says it's a very big deal. It's the third rail of politics. And she's right. This is a big deal, and what it's doing to re-energize that third rail, which had been powered down somewhat for the past several years by a combination of duplicity and incompetence. Duplicity on the part of the anti-rights politicians who have actively moderated their rhetoric about gun control. And incompetence on the part of the Republican leadership in pushing candidates who do not truly respect our right to arms. The result is that there have been fewer obvious and vulnerable targets for gun voters to actively oppose, fewer solid pro-rights candidates for gun voters to actively support. In short, by not having the issue debated, that has not been part of, you know, that has been one of the things that divides the different parties from each other. Now things have changed, and the Democrats think now is the time to power up the third rail like never before. They think this is it. This is the time. And what's absolutely curiously amazing to me, is that in all of this exuberance to position themselves as the most aggressive on gun control, they're parroting a litany of proposals that poll well among their base, but are conceived in ignorance, in abject ignorance. Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland, has distinguished himself as the leader in this category with calls to end internet sales and require that all firearms transactions be conducted in person. That might not be so unreasonable if that had not been in effect since 1968. That was covered by the Gun Control Act of 1968. Thank you, Governor. Now shut up. The internet did not exist then, but catalogs did. I waited every year for mine. Catalog sales were very popular, and as part of the Gun Control Act of 1968, Congress adopted rules requiring that all firearms transfers, with the exception of business-to-business transfers between licensed dealers, manufacturers, and importers, be conducted in face-to-face transactions. You're an idiot, O'Malley. Gun registration. He also wants to create a national firearms registry. That's something that's been vehemently opposed for many decades. And it is useless for crime prevention. Getting out there and saying, this is my gun, and this is the serial number, and I live here. That's good for about as long as it takes for you to get a hold of that. This can change from moment to moment. From moment to moment. In Connecticut and in New York, they called for a registration of certain classes of firearms, and they've been told to blow it out of their fourth point of contact. All three of the leading Democrat candidates are calling for a new ban on assault weapons, even though the original Clinton gun ban proved, after 10 years, to be nothing more than an expensive symbolic gesture and a stimulus package for gun sales. They are also advocating expanding background checks as a way to prevent mass murders, but they seem ignorant of the fact that the murderers they hold up as proof of the need all passed background checks with FFLs to get their guns. Clinton and O'Malley say they want to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which dismisses lawsuits against gun manufacturers and dealers for the criminal actions of people who misuse their lawful product. Clinton is even promising to bypass Congress and enact firearms restrictions by executive fiat, as Obama has tried to do. Obama passed his 23 back in 2013. Does anybody remember what any of those were? Such impact they've had? Bloomberg wants executive action as well. Some of the Republican candidates have endorsed some of these gun control ideas in the past. None of them are publicly advocating them now. This is they're referring to Trump here. At least not nearly to the extent the Democrats are, and even the Democrats are not willing to endorse the more draconian demands of the professional anti-rights organizations. Then we come to Hillary Clinton. Not a Freudian slip, by the way. Now that you have the Senate Democrats proposing the new set of the same stuff, we have a chance within Congress, as well as with the presidential thing, to clearly send some messages here. Harry Reid wants to propose some new gun regulations, and he's not going to be standing for re-election, so it won't matter to Harry. He's willing to fall on the sword on his way out the door. He sort of looks like it now anyway. But Congress needs to demand record votes on things like the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, sponsored by Cornyn out of Texas. And then the Lawful Purpose and Self-Defense Act, sponsored by Representative Rob Bishop out of Utah. And then gun voters have something to look at. The Democrats, every time they propose gun control, folks, they are proposing to come after you. They're proposing to come after you. When Hillary gets out there and says that we're terrorists and a minority of America holding the rest of America, they're talking about you. Hillary Clinton, 2016. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is the only kind of holster I run because I can conceal it, and that same holster can go into a tactical configuration, no issues at all. It can go from being concealed on my hip to a drop leg configuration, to being mounted underneath the dash of my car, to being mounted on a plate carrier, to being mounted wherever. Modularity personified. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, I'll answer that in just a minute there, brother. Hang on. Give me a second. One of the things that I've always found interesting about California is in the rare instance where you get a concealed carry permit, one, they work all over the state. Two, you have the same carve-outs as law enforcement. So there are no gun-free zones for the concealed carry holder in California. Now, wait a minute. We can't have that, can we? This past week, Governor Jerry Brown, there's a picture. I'm looking at a picture of him right now looking positively ancient. This is the guy that used to date Linda Ronstadt when Linda Ronstadt was smoking hot. And somehow or other, he's still out there. And he's hanging out with the shoe-polished black hairdo of Kevin DeLeon. He got out there and signed legislation that makes it a felony for the concealed carry permit holder to bring their gun on a school campus unless they are retired law enforcement. You know what? It's because of all those concealed carry holders in California that have been killing all of these students in schools in California. Wait a minute. No, it isn't, because that's never happened. This legislation, signed by Brown without comment, along with 30 other bills on Saturday, removes the long-held ability of licensed concealed handgun permit holders to carry on K-12 and university campuses in the state. Proposed by state Democrats, SB 707 passed the Senate in a 23-12 vote in June, sending it to the Assembly, where it cleared in a largely partisan 54-24 roll call in September. Moving on to Brown's desk, which he's now sat at two separate occasions as the Gov. Now, remember one thing about in California. California has 9 million gun owners, and they had widespread resistance to the bill by the state and national gun rights groups, including threats of litigation and 40,000 opposition letters delivered to Brown's office last week. The governor was not swayed. They're open. Guys who wrote letters to Governor Brown, don't worry, he didn't read them. He didn't even look at them. He went Colorado on you. As he went John Morse on you. This left some who stood against the bill irate. Brandon Combs, the president of the Firearms Policy Coalition, said, I'm angry and outraged with his decision to sign this awful bill. So he's going to take them to court in state where they can, and the bill, which they contend is a violation of the U.S. Constitution on 14th Amendment equal protection grounds, citing a 2002 precedent, as it allows specific exemptions for current and retired law enforcement officers to carry on campus if authorized by their former agency. He stated he will follow through on his promise to create equality by targeting every single government employee exemption, starting with SB 707. We're being sold out by law enforcement, and this means war. Now, the gun control groups, like the Moms Demand Attention, every town in the Brady campaign celebrated Brown's putting his mark on SB 707 as a solid win in the fight against gun violence, despite the fact that there's never been a concealed permit carrier in California shoot anybody on a college campus. That one glaring little fact that you completely omitted, of course, in the whole run-up, that it's never happened, it's never been a problem, we're going to solve the problem that has never happened. They wrote, which group wrote this? It doesn't matter. Probably all of them wrote it and got together. Thank you, Governor Jerry Brown, for your commitment to protecting human lives instead of gun manufacturers' profits. I don't know how they get away with this. I really don't. They get out there and make it sound like if a politician doesn't ban guns, that he becomes part of this evil cabal of people that sit around in a room with expensive cigars smoking up the room. A few tables in the middle of the room with one light overhead to where only the tabletops are illuminated. Everybody bent over looking at each other, discussing how we're going to kill Americans and market it to make sure they bought more guns to kill more Americans, etc., etc. The hellish chain, the circle of death. That's the way they characterize it. This, however, came out on the same day that a report was published about the California Community College System, which with 113 campuses is the nation's largest higher education system. They do not require schools to have security or training plans that address active shooter scenarios. I dare say that one of the reasons they haven't had any big shootings in schools probably has been the specter of the possibility of concealed carrier, despite the fact they are as rare as the dodo bird in California. But it's been there, and guess what? We just made it illegal. Gun-free zones, everybody. Besides him expanding the gun-free zones in the state, the bald Brown, which don't get me wrong, I'm bald, but that's not because my hair fell out. He signed AB 1134 into law on Sunday. The new law, introduced and backed by more Assembly Democrats, allows county sheriffs to establish agreements with local police chiefs to process carry license applications. This specific practice, which gun rights advocates paint as an unofficial ban on issuing permits by sheriffs, was found illegal by a state court last January in the case of Lou versus Baca. Gun rights advocates contend that the new law is a way to legally circumvent the Lubvictor and add an additional hoop for would-be concealed carriers to jump through, especially in cases where a city police chief is disinclined to grant a permit under the state's controversial may-issue practices. I don't know how much money it would take, but I would really love to. I want to raise enough money to move the 9 million gun owners out of California and take with them their tax revenue, and I just want to be. I just want the California state government to be hit dead center of their body. I'm talking reproductive system punching in their wallet. Boom. Because this is just a bunch of junk. Somebody goes out there and challenges a law that's completely unjust, completely unconstitutional. Judge says, I agree. They pull back, write the same law, change a little bit of verbiage, put it out there and say, new law. The whole process has to start over again. Just take all the guns in California. Ban them all. Stop this nonsense. And let's go. Please stop this namby-pamby dance that you do. I support the Second Amendment except in its actual practice. I don't want to hear that anymore. Just get out there and say, I'm against you, regular citizen peon people. I'm against you having a gun because I don't trust you with a gun because I might do something one day and you might shoot me. That's one of the occupational hazards of being a bad politician, like it or not. Like it or not. If you don't like it, get into another line of work. I always seem to see a lot of churn at the drive-thru windows, which is about the only other thing I can think of that somebody like a politician might be qualified to do. And I don't mean that as an insult on all of the good drive-thru window attendees out there in the United States today. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. I am your host, Blaze Cuppich.
That's right. Number get in, 877-317-6432.
This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has a, I don't talk about it that much, the Scorpion line, which you can find the pouches for the Scorpion line on the Contact series. This is two-part Kydex, held together with shock cord. This means you can pull the magazine out at any angle. It doesn't have to be straight out. You can push it away from your body. You can push it forward, backwards, and it will release. Additionally, they filled it up with this thing they call the fuzzy lining. This does two things. It aids in retention, and when you jam something in there, it makes no sound. This is a purely tactical animal. This can be set up to run on a belt, on a paddle, on a vest, completely modular. It's genius. A lot of people have gotten out there before and done Kydex-type magazine carriers. Nothing like this before. Nothing like this ever. Check out the Scorpion line by going to tacticalholsters.com. I advocate training. I advocate getting out there all the time, as often as you can, and pulling the trigger. I have not been taking my own advice, but I advocate it. Now, when you do go out there, if you're looking around your locale and you're trying to find a school or some training to go take, there are a few things to look out for, though. And we're gonna be fairly basic about it, okay? When you're looking at a training school, first thing you're going to look for is their training calendar. If you look at their training calendar, and let's see, it's October 2015. If you're looking at it, and the last time they updated it was September in 2014, something is amiss. If you make a phone call and ask them if they're still in business, and they say, yeah, well, something isn't right here. If the training sessions on the website are mostly expired, or these are sparse sessions, you know, there's sparse sessions scheduled, it probably means that the company is unable to secure sufficient participants to hold regular training sessions. There's a lot of reasons that can be, too. Let me tell you. Here in the upstate of South Carolina, you cannot walk around without tripping over a gun, and yet nobody trains. There's a handful of people that do it all the time, but I mean, and we would go train in a class if we could, but I mean, we train all the time, and then everybody else, nothing, crickets. I don't get it. Has nothing to do with the level of training. That's the other thing, because it's an indicator as to, I don't know exactly what it is an indicator to be honest with you. I don't know. But anybody considering training with a company, you need to look into that. I happen to know one school where I know it's not the case about the quality, so I know what causes it. When a company is unable to fill slots, there's usually a reason. Sometimes it can be the pricing. Going to a class, like a Costa class, you're talking, I don't know, you're talking some money there. You're talking 1,700 rounds of ammunition if you decide to fly out to Wyoming to take part in his one-on-one training. You're talking whatever your, you know, travel expenses are there, whatever the lodging is there, and then there's the class fee. Sometimes there's bigger problems than the pricing and the economy, though. Maybe they're not offering something that anybody wants. Maybe, in a lot of cases, maybe nobody knows they exist. That's the other thing to consider. One of the problems, though, is that without repeat business or strong personal referrals, a training company cannot survive the competition. Here in where I live, the only things that seem to stay open on a regular basis are either run by people that have other jobs, so they're not able to do it full time, which is a shame, because one of them is an excellent instructor, or they, you know, they have a gun related business, which is good. But at the same time, it's not as good as I would like to see it. So, you know how it is. You have to support your local business. Now, when you pick out a school, okay, your training cadre, okay, believe it or not, they don't all have to be former Navy SEALs, former Delta operators, former Special Forces. Regular civilians that have never been in the military or law enforcement can turn out to be pretty good instructors. But they do. There is a very basic minimum they need to have. They need to be certified by the NRA as an instructor. They need to have gone jumped through the hoops to become an instructor. There's a bunch of reasons why you want that to be in place. When Illinois passed concealed carry, and with D.C. where they passed, you know, they have concealed carry to a degree now. One of the things is you have to go through a training company, right? When they passed it in Illinois, a lot of people started training companies. There were many people teaching concealed carry with little to no firearms instruction background, let alone any real personal experience that would be relevant to students. That matters, because if you take a class for concealed carry or personal defense and actually use those skills against someone else, guess who comes to testify about what you were taught? That's right. You can expect that the person who trained you in those skills will be testifying at your hearing. If you utilize a trainer that has no legitimate background in self-defense or law, or who doesn't adhere to commonly held principles of training, you should not attend that training. If you're going to a class and they walk and they say, "Now listen." If you run up on somebody and they play the music too loud, it's okay to shoot them. Somebody yells at you and you don't like what they say, it's okay to shoot. These are questionable practices. This is. If you have an instructor telling you anything other than you should do everything in your power to keep from shooting somebody, that's a questionable practice. Anything below that. Should you actually do it? And for those of you who do not listen to me and have not joined Second Call Defense, you're not going to have the tools in place. So when they call your trainer to come and testify, you got to understand that testifying in court is an art. It requires a degree of talent and finesse and knowledge and confidence to be convincing and successful. And it's you on the line. So when it comes to your potential freedom, don't you want to make sure that you've hired someone who can defend his or her instruction? That's very important. That's very, very important. The last and one of the biggest ones out there is the training session is unsafe. This is something that's often overlooked. It is one of the most important aspects of training, your safety and the safety of the students around you. You should never feel like you are in an unsafe environment. When I'm training, there's always there's a firing line, and there are range safety officers up and down the firing line who are echoing the range officer who's giving us the commands of fight and ceasefire. And we're listening for that, even with the hearing protection in place. The range safety officers are constantly prowling, looking at everything, the grip, stance. Are you standing with your legs about to buckle and you're about to pass out with your gun in your hand? They got to be on the lookout for stuff like that, because all of that is safety. The definition of unsafe depends on the type of training you are attending. If you are running up and down a range, okay, and you're doing something called bounding overwatch, where your partner, while not in your line of fire, is in front, every one of you should be armored up, and there should be an armored range safety officer running on the side of you, facing your partner, to make sure that your weapon does not sweep that way. You might fall whilst traversing from point A to point B. If you don't have that, don't go down the range, or don't go around the range with a partner. I mean, that's just a common practice. When I trained, even though we didn't have plate carriers when I was in the Army, when we trained with live ammo, they did give us flak jackets, which wouldn't have stopped anything. I think it was just for our own confidence. But we had a drill sergeant, a full-blown drill sergeant, running with us full breakneck speed, keeping up with us to make sure on the side of our partner to keep us from sweeping that way. And under no circumstances should anybody ever get in front of the muzzle. Unless you're part of the Russian military, of course. They do that all the time. We'll do it again in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.